7-4-6-er.
Well, good morning, Roger. What's up?
It's 31 degrees here and foggy.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees here and no fog. Just out in the valley a little bit, but not bad. Looking good.
Well, it's supposed to rain sometime today and every day for a week.
Yeah, I see that. I'm getting all my wood together, all my kindling and all my little stuff I got to do. And I tried to make it last night to the meeting, and they didn't finish up the pole till about 7:30 last night in front of my house there. So I didn't want to leave with no power in the house or anything, so I didn't go.
So, how long was the power out for?
Probably about 6 hours total. They put three poles in. You know, my neighbor, my other neighbor, and my house there, and they did them all at one shot. So, they were just overwhelmed with it. And one on my right side looking down the driveway, they didn't have no room hardly to put the pole in there and get all the trucks in there, and that's what put them back, delayed it.
They got to drill new holes for the pole and all that?
Yeah, you know how they do it, which is pretty unique? They use water jets, and they use a big, giant vacuum cleaner. It's a monster. And it just sucks the water, and, you know, they move big rocks out of the holes. They just blast around it, because with the auger, you can't, you know, you hit rocks, and it just don't tear it up and stuff. So the way they're doing it, they got it down.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Never seen that done.
Well, it's noisier as hell. I mean, I've been listening to this for weeks, like 3 weeks now. You can hear it almost a mile away. And, man, right in front of the house, this thing is a noisy sucker. But they're out of here now, and hopefully they keep moving down the road on Cave Highway and get, because we've had traffic blocks every day. It's like a half hour, 45 minutes to get out of here just to get to 199.
Well, everything else okay? You get your arthritis or whatever taken care of?
Well, I'm going to try some different medications today and get away from all them shots I've been taking for years. So hopefully what they gave me works. So we'll see how that goes. And Friday, Roger, I have, what do you call it? I got to go. I had a retina detachment about 2 years ago, and I go every 6 months to get it checked. So I'm going to be in Grants Pass Friday morning at 8:15 and get that done. Thinking about maybe just swinging by saying hello.
I think that'll work. You know, come on by.
I will. And Friday night we're going out to dinner. I'll talk to you about it. Don't know if you'd like to go or not, but we're going out to, I know you, last time you said it was kind of far for you to drive at nighttime over to Taylor's. So, my tree.
So why is it your treat?
Come on, Roger. He's taking care of me on a few things, and I said I would take care of it. Not only that, Roger, I don't mind. You know, it's stuff you've given me and stuff like that's perfect. I really appreciate that railing. I'm going to use it.
Well, what are you going to use it for? Are you going to use that, and you going to use that tin for your wood storage?
I am, and I'm going to use the railing actually behind the shop on left and right-hand side where my shooting range is. So it just makes it look good, left and right-hand side, that there's I'm looking at the targets and stuff like that. I think it just looks good. And I want to do a couple pieces at a couple other places, too, just like, you know, just little separations and stuff like that. It's going to look good around the hot tub, I think.
Yeah, well, have you been using the hot tub with this weather?
I've every night I'm in it. It don't matter. You know, I just get out there and jump in that sucker and it's like get out of it quick and get in the house. But, yeah, I use it all the time.
Okay. Well, you're getting the rotor today, maybe?
I don't know. I can't find it on where I ordered it from. I forgot where I ordered it from, Amazon or, you know, eBay or something. I've been looking everywhere, and I don't see them looking for a tracking number on where, and I can't find it. Maybe I just didn't order it. I know I did order it, but maybe it didn't go through on the card or something, some bull crap or whatever. But I'm going to check into it. I'm going to put the antenna up on the house and get everything prepped and ready to go, so see how that goes. I'm looking forward to getting that done.
Okay. Well, I'm still on my first cup of coffee. I slept in till 6:45 today.
Good for you, Roger. All right, Roger. I think this is a good I like talking to you every morning, too. It's a good radio check, and plus check on each other and stuff like that, so it's interesting. Thanks a lot, Roger. We'll catch you later on, and you have a good day, man. WRMS 439er. We're going to be monitoring in the shack today.
WRKJ 746.